The problem solver is God through the Holy Spirit. How many need some problem solved today? You need any problems solved today? Hallelujah. Does anybody have any problems? Maybe I'm in the wrong place. Maybe I got to go to some place that's got some problems. Anybody got some problems? We all got problems. But the Holy Spirit is a problem solver. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'll turn, let me get my notes here, to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 29. Let me pray, and I'm going to brag on my son in a minute. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you that we have ears to hear what your Spirit is saying already. You've already been talking to us, Lord. You were talking to us this morning when we woke up. You were talking to us last night when we went to bed. You were talking to us when we were driving on the way to church. And you've been telling us about some good things, some gooder things. And I believe, Lord, you got more to say through your message today. I continue to stay out of the way, step out of the way, and stay out of the way so your Spirit, Holy Spirit, that you can speak to each and every one of us. So right now, I thank you. Word's going to go out in full force. Dunamis power is in this house right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, I'm going to brag on Zach this morning. Zachary, come up here with your new Bible. Hallelujah. Zach has a new Bible. Can everybody give him a big hand? Hallelujah. All right. You just sit it there with you. This week, he began a summer camp. And it's amazing. The Holy Spirit will lead you. Do you know that the Holy Spirit will lead you? He will lead you. It doesn't have to be a big spiritual thing. I believe everything's a spiritual thing anyway. But anyway, I'd been thinking about getting Zach in a day camp, a summer camp, and I didn't want him to just sit around and play games all summer. And I wanted him to be around kids, and I wanted him to have a nice summer, have fun. Well, there's a Salvation Army down the street on Jefferson, and I was driving by there, and I saw enrollment to summer camp. And as you know, moms and dads, they're not always cheap. They cost money. And so I said, well, I'm going to go look at it. I'm going to check it out. And I went there, and it's $65 a week. Praise the Lord. And there's lots of kids there. And Zach went the first day, and he says, I love it. He says, there's Bible study. We talk about Jesus. He's around kids. And he came home, and he started quoting these scriptures. And he started telling me stories, these long stories of the Bible. And he was sharing these things. And this week, I'm just watching him just change in front of my eyes. And I said, why don't you, and I said, we're going to get you a youth Bible. We're going to get you a youth Bible so you can follow along with the Word. This morning, he doesn't have his game. He's not looking at his game. He's focused. He was praising the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Did you see him up here with his Pentecostal dance? He's praising the Lord. And he was looking at some of the words up there, and he says, wait a second, that's not right. And he goes, he's looking up scriptures, and but that's okay. We, you know, but it, what it says, especially when I have typos in my writings, I know people are reading them because they'll say, oops, you messed up. But I'm believing today he's going to receive as we all receive. Can you say amen? Thank you, Lord. See, God is up to something, Elisha, with your boys. God is up to something. God is up to something with you and you and you and you. God is up to something. But the Holy Spirit is a problem solver. Can you say amen? Well, this morning, that's what we're going to talk about. Genesis 1:28, and I'm going to jump around a little bit, but it says, God said, or 1:26, if I miss, God said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the tame beast, and over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. What does that tell you? You have been given authority over all that is upon the earth. Can you say amen? Everything. God intended us to have complete authority. And the reason why I wanted, and I spoke about this a little bit last week, is because you need to understand why you're here on this earth. It's not to be defeated. It's not to get discouraged. It's not to be sick or broke or depressed or oppressed or just barely making it. You know, a few weeks ago, the Lord was showing me, he says, those of us who have been toiling, I've been in that place where I've been toiling. I've been trying to make it happen. I've been, you know, I want Zach to do this, and Zach, don't do this, and Zach, you got to do it like this. Instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to stop the toiling, and I'm going to lead him by example, and I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit will solve those problems, that the Holy Spirit will help solve my problems, so I don't have to toil, because the toiling is part of the curse. Do you know that? So are you with me this morning? In verse 28, so after God created Adam, at that time it was just Adam, but Adam and Eve in one body, so to speak, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it. Listen to this. I like what the Amplified says. Using all its vast resources in the service of God and man. Woo, glory. He says, subdue it. You know, and I was looking up, subdue means to conquer and bring into subjection. Do you know that? You're supposed to subdue those things that are going on in your household. You're supposed to subdue those things that are going on in your life. And it means that you have authority. You don't have to toil. You don't have to strive. You could just be who God created you to be. I don't have to be like sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so. I don't have to be like the pastor on television. Our church isn't like any other church because God has caused us and created us to be an original, to have that victory every single moment. Can you say every single moment? Every single moment. Every single moment. So he says, and God blessed them. Ooh, I'm going to just speak blessings over you today. God bless you. 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 I love watching the teens back there too. You know, you guys are becoming young adults. Your kids are growing up, Pat and Stacy. They're not kids anymore. And I'm loving watching you guys worship the Lord. I'm loving it. It spurs me on. It spurs me on. And so we have been created in God's image and his likeness. Do you know that? You have been created in God's image and his likeness. This was his plan from the beginning. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And God blessed them. Ooh, I got to stop there. There's something about that word blessed. And God blessed them. God blessed them with everything that they would ever have need of. God blessed them to be victorious. God blessed them with authority and power to overcome all those things that were going to happen. You know what? The Lord is showing us, this is before the fall. He says to them, you're going to subdue everything on the earth. God must have known something. He must have known there'd be challenges. They would have to work through some stuff. Before the fall, he's telling them, he's blessing them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, be fruitful, be fruitful, be fruitful, that you're so blessed that your finances are increasing. Favor is increasing. Your children are increasing with favor. Can you say amen? Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man. Use the resources that are on this earth. Use those resources right now, those vast resources. You have resources. Remember the woman who was about to lose her family. And the prophet says, well, what do you have? And she says, I just got a little bit of oil and mill. She had something. You have something. You have a resource of something God can use and increase it and bring you out of your drought. The drought is over. Can anybody say amen? There is a sound of a mighty rain. There's a sound of a rushing wind. There is a sound of something happening in the spirit realm. But he heard about there was a sound of a mighty rain. It hadn't happened, but he heard it. Do you hear something in the spirit realm? Do you hear something? Something is about to happen. There's about to be an outpouring. There's about to be a manifestation. You're hearing in your spirit. God is saying he's going to do something. Something is about to happen. Now is the time for you to begin to see that rain, that spiritual rain. Hallelujah. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. Every living creature that moves on the face of the earth. So to subdue is to conquer and bring into subjection, to bring under control, especially by an exertion of the will, physical and mental effort. Does the enemy mess with your mind? Does he ever mess with your mind with fear and worry and doubt and all these things? That's where the battlefield is. But God is saying you can push that out by the Holy Spirit inside you. You can push out that fear and say, you know what? Tomorrow's going to be a good day. I thank you, God, that the money is on its way. I thank you that my child is learning about Jesus. His word is working right now in this place. His word is working right now in your circumstance, in your situation. His word is at work for you right now. He is your problem solver. Jesus is our problem solver. The Holy Spirit is your problem solver. Dominion, the power to rule. Have dominion with the power to rule. You've been given authority and power to trample over snakes and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. You got to say all the powers of the enemy. All the powers of the enemy. That means all the powers. Whatever the devil brings your way, you can say, I have authority and power. Power to rule, to subdue those things in my life. Can you say amen? In Genesis chapter 2, hallelujah, verse 15. Thank you, Lord. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. This is before the fall. He had to work it and take care of it. He had to do it. This is before the toiling happened, the sweat of his brow. This means it was going to be easy. It was going to be easy. Things were going to happen. He was one with God. God was with him. God came and spoke to him in the cool, it says, of the day. It's not supposed to be hard. I don't know about you, but I don't like that hard stuff. I know that we're going to be going through trials and tribulations, but you know what? I can walk through those. You can walk through those. We should breeze through those things because of the Holy Spirit inside us. He is our problem solver. Can you say amen? Thank you, Lord. It says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from the tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die. That means there's going to come a time of separation. We were supposed to be one with God. We're supposed to depend on God. We are not supposed to be independent of God. I'm not supposed to do my own thing. You know, as Pastor Odell was saying, I would encourage you to come to Wednesday night. We're talking about faith. We're talking about the gospel. We're talking about the spirit. We're talking about these tools that we need. You need. You cannot make it with a little bit of a dab of this will not. A little bit of dab of Jesus won't do. I need more of Jesus. I need all that I can get because the devil's going to be knocking on my door later on today. He's going to be knocking on my door, but I got to tell him I've got authority and power to trample over all the powers that you possess. I am victorious. I'm more than a conqueror. But see, I heard about it in church today as a reminder. When the devil comes knocking on my door, I can tell him I have authority and more power than he has because of the Holy Spirit inside me. And that reminds me when I come to church. It's a reminder. We are being reminded today when the devil comes knocking on your door, you tell him to get out in the name of Jesus. It says, you are free to eat from the tree of the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And when you eat of it, you will surely die. Let's go over into chapter 3, verse 1. I'm setting a foundation. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. Well, I want to just go back. Didn't the Word of God says that we would have dominion over all those things that creeps on the earth? Satan came like a serpent to tempt Eve. And if Eve would have realized that she had authority and dominion to subdue those things that he was suggesting. Hear what I'm saying. The enemy wants to come and suggest that you're going to lose. He comes and suggests that you're going to fail or you're going to starve or you're going to lose everything. But you know what? God is so much bigger than the devil. Can you say amen? Thank you, Lord. It says, now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from the tree in the garden? See, the devil's already trying to bring distraction. I just send the word all right now to that person with that bass going on. I thank you for Holy Ghost fire hitting that place right now in Jesus' mighty name. Today you're going to have a Father's Day experience like you've never experienced before. I'm taking dominion over the enemy. Can you say amen? Do you know that he loves to distract? He's trying to distract us because he knows God is trying to get us to understand so that we will walk in power and authority. Can you say amen? So you take authority over it and shut up, didn't it? You got to tell the devil to shut up once in a while. Amen? So now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from the tree in the garden? The devil loves to come and say, he comes and says, Sandy, did God really say he was going to bless you? That's when you say, yes, God did say. And you don't add anything and you don't take anything. You say, yes, God said. You don't even mention the devil's name. Yes, my God said he is going to bless me. Yes, my God said he was going to bring me through. Yes, my God said he was going to fill these pews. Yes, my God said we were going to outgrow this church. Yes, my God said that tomorrow is going to be better than today. Yes, my God says that I am blessed coming in. I'm blessed going on. Yes, my God said I am the head and not the tail. Yes, my God said, I'm going to live a long, healthy life, a prosperous life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the woman said to the servant, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die. Well, that's not exactly what God said. He says, you're not supposed to eat from the tree. He didn't say anything about touching it. That's what Eve added to it. See, we add things. Church people add things to Scripture. They bring Scripture, they read it out of context, and they start judging others, and they start saying things and using Scripture out of context. They add to it. You know what? In my classes, it never fails. The conversation of tithing comes up all the time. And I say, well, this is what the Word says. Well, this is what I believe. Well, then why did you ask me what I thought? The Bible says to bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so there'd be food. And they said, well, I give half of my tithe to my church, and I give half of it to the ministry. I said, that's not scriptural. That's not what the Bible says. Well, I feel like the Lord is leading me to do that. Well, no, that's not the Lord. The Lord isn't going to contradict his words. You know what? We got to stop making things up and adding things to the passages. If you want to be blessed, do it God's way, and you'll be blessed. And let me tell you, I've been blessed over and over because I have made a decision. I'm going to do it God's way. And there'll be a time when Tony Holt will get in there and say, well, let me just add something. And all of a sudden, a drought will come. All of a sudden, a wall will come. And then I'm reminded, oops, I added my own thing in it. And I remove my thing, and all of a sudden, the floodgates of heaven begin to open. All of a sudden, that wall comes down because I made a decision. Lord, I'm going to honor you in whatever it is. I'm not just talking about the tithe. But I'm just talking about honoring the Lord, coming to church to honor the Lord. I don't come to church to get blessed. I come to church to be a blessing unto the Lord. I come into the house of worship to worship him because he's been good to me the 6 days before. Can you say amen? Does that mean I don't go through things? Yeah, I go through things. But God brings me through. I'd rather go through them with the Lord. And you know what? He brings us through to victory. He brings us through to overflow. He brings us through them with more than enough. Can you say amen? So going on. You will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Well, she was already like God because she was created in God's image and his likeness. And the devil had to pervert it and change it. Says, you're going to be like God and you're going to know the difference between good and evil. See, the devil knew that the minute they ate from this, it would cause them to be independent. They would begin to do their own thing instead of being connected to God and rely on God, the problem solver. They would begin to solve their own problems. They would begin to toil and work and strive. If you're striving and you're working and toiling, maybe you're trying to do it in your own strength. The Bible says it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Lord, does anybody want to step over into the land of ease? Do you want to step over in the anointing? Do you want to step over when you see the oceans and the things part so that you just walk through them? Can you say amen? Does anybody want to walk through? Yeah, you know what? I want to walk through. I know that the devil's coming at me. He may come at me one way, but he's got to flee seven ways. I thank you, Lord, for revelation that we're walking through. What was it that you said that God is good, he's goodness? What was it that you, this morning? Goodness. God is going to do something good. God is going to do, religious people don't like to hear that. Because you know what? They want you to know it's because of them praying for you is the reason why God is going to do something good for you. You know what? I don't need you to pray for me. I can go directly to the throne of grace and I can go to the Lord on my own and ask the Lord for a breakthrough. So you religious spirit, you know what? Thank you very much. But I can go directly to the throne of grace. It doesn't depend on you. It depends on him. Can you say amen? God is about to do something good. And you speak that, and a religious spirit will get so angry. When you start walking in ease and peace, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know one of the new owners, I'm just watching God do some. The other day he calls me, he says, what is a prayer vigil? He's just out of the blue. He says, what is a prayer vigil? I said, well, it's this, this, this. I said, why are you going to go to one? He goes, Anthony. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is speaking to this man whose background is a Muslim. I'm not having to get up and push Jesus. All I have to be is a light. And where the light is, people are drawn to the light. And I'm watching the Holy Spirit touch his heart. The Bible says, Pastor Sandy, that God desires that not one person shall perish. Not one. Not one. Even the meanest person on this earth can have an experience of Jesus and come into the salvation, the saving knowledge of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just be. I want to be. I want to be. How about you? Do you want to be this morning? Be. So let's move on. Thank you, Lord. John 16, turn there real quick. Hallelujah. So the tree of good and evil represents independence from God. I don't want to be independent from God. I want to be with God. I'm joint heirs with Jesus. I'm seated in heavenly places with Jesus. I'm already with Jesus. Because he died and caused me to come into this right standing with the Father. Hallelujah. John 16. Thank you, Lord. Zachary, stop waving that flag. Thank you, Jesus. John 16, verse 7. people are going to listen to the CD and go, who is Zachary? Thank you, Lord. John 16, chapter 16, verse 7, it says, but I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I'm going away, Jesus is telling the disciples. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of sin, guilt. Now, people misquote this passage all the time. They misquote it. Listen to what the Holy Spirit will do. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. Okay, we're going to break it down. In regard of sin, he's talking about because men do not believe. The Holy Spirit comes to convict those who do not believe by saying there is a Jesus, there is a God, there is Jesus. Come on, get to Jesus. For us as believers, what the Holy Spirit does, he points to Jesus and reminds us that we are the righteousness of Jesus. And then he brings condemnation on Satan because he has been condemned already. He's on his way to the place that he's supposed to go. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of their non-belief so that they will believe. The Holy Spirit reminds us that we are the righteousness of God. And then he reminds the devil that he's been condemned and that he's on his way to his final destination. Can you say amen? So when condemnation comes, it's of the devil and not of the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? You have not been convicted or condemned by the Holy Spirit. You are reminded by the Holy Spirit who Jesus is and who you are in Christ Jesus. He says in verse 12, he says, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear, but when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Do you need some direction? Do you have questions? Do you need guidance? Does anybody need guidance? And it doesn't have to be spiritual stuff, always spiritual things. It could be about buying a house. It could be about opening up a banking account. It could be something that you need guidance for or a job. I need guidance. Should I change jobs? Well, it pays more, but is it going to cause you not to spend time with your family? Is it going to do this? Not everything that looks good is of God, but you have the Holy Spirit. The problem solver is inside you, and he can lead you and guide you through your situation. Can you say amen? He is the Spirit of truth. You have questions. He can be your answer. He has your answers. Go to Acts 10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 10. I'm talking about the problem solver. I want us to step out of this toiling. I want us to step out of this striving to make it. Am I going to make it? What am I going to do tomorrow? How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to deal with my children? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? You know how you're going to do that? With the Holy Spirit, who is your problem solver. He's empowered you to overcome. He's given you wisdom with understanding in what to do. Can you say amen? Can I testify this morning? Can I give you a testimony this morning? Hallelujah. Well, a couple years ago, I went through some financial challenges. Has anybody ever had financial challenges? And my credit began to get messed up because I was being challenged. And so then last year sometime, the Lord says, I brought you out. You're out of that season now. He says, I brought you out. He didn't say, I'm bringing you out. He says, I brought you out. I like that better than bringing you out. Can you say amen? So I began to work on my credit. I began to pay off bills. I began to be a better steward of my finances. I started to prepare. The Holy Spirit reminded me it was months I started doing this, month after month. Those are natural things, aren't they? Do you need natural things? Do you need natural things? Does anybody need natural things? And so I began to work on this, and I saw my credit score go up and up and up. Thank you, Lord. Well, I felt in my spirit my truck was starting to act up, and my warranty was about to run out. And I said, you know what? There's the wisdom. Do something before something happens, and you have to spend a ton more money. And so I've been just asking the Lord, you know, Lord, is it whenever it's time for me to trade it in, I'm ready to do. So Monday, I'm working late, and I'm driving home, and I'm not really tired. I was shocked. I said, I'm just going to go by the dealership, and I'm going to see if I can trade it in. I didn't call a bunch of people. I want you to pray because I'm going to go do this, and I'm going to do that, and I need you to do this. No, I was led by the Spirit, and I started walking it out. I drove there. First, I pulled out in the parking lot and already just determined if somebody comes and they start pressuring me, I'm going to say, see ya, I'm leaving. So I'm looking at the vehicles and I'm saying, okay, that looks good, that looks good. And somebody stops, a salesperson just parking a car, and he says, hey, do you need help? And so what I'm saying is it was one step after another. It was another step after another until the Lord made it so that I could trade in my vehicle to get a new vehicle so that those circumstances, the situation can be taken care of. What am I saying to us today? Being led of the Spirit, I prepared months ago for the blessing to come forth today. I was a part, a participant of preparing for the blessing, and I was led by the Spirit one step after another until I got to the place of the manifestation. And it was the easiest buy, again, that I've ever done. It was easy. My credit was good. They said, you got good credit. They gave me a great deal and all that stuff. I had the favor of the Lord because I made a decision. I was going to be led by the Spirit, and I saw the evidence of being led by the Spirit. That's the evidence. Whatever you need, whatever it is, be led of the Spirit. Acts 10. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Acts 10, 34. This is when Peter had a revelation. He had that vision about the sheet coming out of the sky. And the Lord had told him to eat of these animals. And Peter said, no, they're unclean. And God said, don't call what I've created unclean. So then Peter went to speak over Cornelius' house to share with the people about Jesus. It says, then Peter began to speak, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism. Thank you, Lord. Do you mean so-and-so on TBN doesn't have more favor than me? Nope, because God doesn't show favoritism. Do you mean that Pastor K doesn't have more favor than you? Nope, because God doesn't show favoritism. If you want God, you want what he has, you want to follow him, then he will make a way. Can you say amen? Going on. He says, but he accepts men and women from every nation who fear him or respect him and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. I want to say this again, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil. Hello, is anybody join with Jesus? Is anybody doing good? Has anybody been filled with the Spirit, empowered to do good things? Come on, let's walk through this. Let's stop toiling. Let's stop striving. Let's just be who the Lord says be. In verse 44, we're almost done. It says, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. Did they have a prayer line? Nope. Oh, but you can't receive the Holy Ghost unless you come down to the front and receive Jesus with Pastor Jan praying for you, or one of the pastors. You can receive Jesus right in your pew. You can receive Jesus at your workplace. Those people that you've been talking about Jesus, the Holy Spirit can come on them because the Lord can speak to that person's heart, and they say, I want you, Jesus, right in their heart. They can say, I want you, Jesus. And all of a sudden, the power of the Holy Spirit, whoosh, empowers him. That's what happened here. This is what, they didn't have a prayer line. Peter was sharing about the goodness of the Lord. He was sharing the story about Jesus, and they believed. And then the Holy Spirit touched them, filled them with the evidence. This is the circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Ooh, I love it when people say, I don't believe in those tongues. I don't believe in tongues. I remember people saying, do you speak in tongues? I said, yeah. They said, well, do it. Do it now. Do it. We want to hear what it sounds like. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. It's the Spirit. And you know what? When people get interested and They're getting interested and they're asking questions. What that is the Spirit of God drawing them. He could touch the one down the street. He could touch that Muslim here. He could touch that atheist here. He could touch this one and that one. God is so big. Then Peter said, can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. What is happening? It was easy. You didn't have to coach somebody. I remember when we used to pray for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I've been in prayer lines when somebody says, well, say this. Shadada kan, handara, 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 say that. No, that's not how you receive the Holy Spirit. He fills you. You say, Holy Spirit, I want you to fill me up. He fills you up, and then he starts talking because you invited him into your vessel. It doesn't start with a tongue. It starts inside and then comes out in a tongue. Can you say amen? I want the power. I want the dunamis power. God, I want to walk through walls. I want to walk through things that come my way. Lord, I thank you. No more toiling. No more striving. We're going to just be so that the world can see us be. Can you say amen? In chapter 11, in closing, verse 15. As they began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said. John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So if God gave them the same gift as he gave us, who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could oppose God? What does this all have to do? People have been talking to you. People have been saying things to you that have not been correct. It's time for you and I to listen to the voice of the Spirit and stop listening to all these voices. Stop listening to what people say. Stop putting your faith in people and put your faith in the Lord, because he is your problem solver. He wants you to go through that problem. He wants to help you solve that problem that you have right now. When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, so then, God has granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life. What I'm saying to you today, it's for you. This is for you. This is for you. This is for you. This is for you. Stop letting the devil beat you up. Stop listening to those lies in your head. I am so glad that God's mercy has been so good to me. I want every single person I know to experience his mercy, his grace. I have to read this. Jeremiah 29:11. You can write it down. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. plans to give you hope and a future. I could just stop there. That says it all. You're saying, well, I don't know if it's God's will that I this or that. Here it is. Listen, do you want to know what God's will is for you? Here it is. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Yes, that is God's will for your life and for my life. I'm going to take hold of it. Today, I'm leaving changed. Not perfect. Change the way I think. Changing, the Holy Spirit's changing my belief system. He is our provider. In the morning, I want to wake up before I get out of bed and say, thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you stand to your feet this morning. He's your problem solver. I did pretty good. It's 12 o'clock straight up. See, even the Holy Spirit leads me to watch. Hallelujah. He's got a plan. The Holy Spirit has a plan. He has a plan for your life. Whatever you have need of, whatever the circumstance of the situation, He says He'll give you the desires of your heart. And I've watched time after time Him giving me the desires of my heart. I'm watching Zach develop into this young man. I saw him stomping on the devil this morning. I saw him interested in the Word of God. I saw him lift his hands and worship God. That's the desires of my heart. So with eyes closed and heads bowed this morning, if there's anybody here today that you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or anybody listening to the CD, and today you want to ask the Lord Jesus to be Lord of your life, if that's you, lift up your hand this morning. Would you pray with me this morning for those that are listening? I'm believing that those listening, there's those receiving Jesus, and I believe they're going to call us. I believe they're going to contact us and say, I received Jesus in my car listening to the CD. I received Jesus in my office listening to this message through your webcast. Right wherever you are. I received Jesus thinking about the message while I was in the shower, having breakfast, taking my kid to school. So if you'll pray with me this morning, say, Heavenly Father, thank you for forgiving me of all my sins. I declare that Jesus is your Son, that He died on the cross, and He rose from the grave. And I ask you, Jesus, here by myself, to be my Lord and my Savior. I ask you, Lord, to lead me and guide me from this time on. And I thank you that I'm saved and I'm going to heaven. No matter what anybody says, I'm a believer, I'm born again, and I'm going to heaven. I want to go a step farther. Say, Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill me up to overflow with the evidence of praying and speaking in tongues, my prayer language. I thank you I'm saved, I'm filled, and I'm on my way to all the victory that Jesus has for me. Lift up your hands. Whatever the need is, I've just been on this kick. Right where you are, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. I want us to do something. I want you to listen to to what the voice of God is saying. You have a need, and you need an answer. And what I've learned about faith, faith is a noun. It's a message that God delivers to you. Right now, God is speaking to you about that circumstance or that situation, whether it's healing, whatever it is. And he is about to deposit faith, the message of what he's going to do for you. That's faith right now. It's being deposited right now in your spirit. He's speaking to you. Oh, be open to the Holy Spirit. Deposit that message right now, Lord. The faith. When he deposits a message, there's faith for it to come to pass. We're going to get this right. We're going to see the manifestation of our faith at work. It's his word right now. God's word is inside you right now. He has to honor his word, or that makes him a liar. He's spoken. You have a knowing right now. Whether it's your children, whether it's your health, you just have this knowing. You just know it's going to get better. You know your victory is here. You know tomorrow's going to be better. You know that your body is going to start feeling better. You know, you just have this knowing. That's that faith. That's that message that God just deposited in your spirit. Faith without works is dead. Believing is a verb. It's action. So now you're going to activate the faith with your believing. So lift up your hands this morning. God deposited the faith in you. Now you're going to worship the Lord, and you're going to thank him for it to come to pass. You're going to thank him. We thank you, Lord, right now for delivering on your promise. Thank you, Lord, that there is lots of praise reports in this building right now that we will hear about. We're going to share and build each other.